What does a manager do, and how does it differ from an agent? We're at the Christian Worldview Film Festival in Albany, Georgia, and I was so happy to have this conversation with Diego Calderon.
This is the Faith and Family Filmmakers Podcast, helping filmmakers who share a Christian worldview stay in touch, informed, and inspired.
Quiet on set. Rolling.
Your hosts, Jeffrey and Jacqueline Witt.
Hey, this is Jeff again with Faith and Family Filmmakers Podcast, and we are on site at Christian Worldview Film Festival. And today we've got Diego Calderon.
That's right.
Did I say that well?
Man, you hit it perfect.
Oh, good. Diego's a manager, and he's going to start by telling us what he does, how it differs from a talent agent, for example. Yeah. For those who don't know, give us the lowdown.
For sure. I think the easiest way to kind of break down what a manager does and the difference between an agent is specifying what an agent is. And an agent and a manager are able to work in partnership. And an agent, for example, a commercial TV and film agent, their specific role in the way they operate is specifically with the talent, pitching that talent for commercials, TV movies, TV shows. And that's the extent of what the agent does. You know, that's an important job through their relationships, through producers, directors, casting directors. They're able to help get that talent, hopefully get auditioned and get a role in whatever commercial or TV and film. And the manager is able to partner with the agent, but the manager is involved in everything else with the talent. For example, for me, I don't just represent actors, but, you know, authors, speaking engagements, book deals, merchandise, social media. So that would be one of the easiest ways to kind of see the difference between the two.
Okay. So a lot more of their career than just booking them.
Yeah. I'm involved in every aspect of their career.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So tell us, you did mention there's more than just actors.
Right.
Who do you represent? I'm not necessarily talking names here, but.
Okay. So, you know, the context within my clients, there's a large that are involved within the film industry. But for example, the actors, acting's got to be a part of their arsenal, mm-hmm. not the only thing they do for my clients specifically. But I represent actors, casting directors, authors, a sports agent. That's the extent of what I represent.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I know that our listeners would know some of them for sure, because
yeah.
as you know, we've got some connection on social media.
Mm-hmm.
I see different postings and so on
right.
that are people that I know.
Yeah, for sure. Especially here being at Christian Worldview with
yeah.
this, Sherwood and Kendrick Brothers, they would definitely know Beverly Holloway as casting director, but also Robert Amaya as the Snake King and Courageous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's talk about the festival.
Yeah.
Why you're here, what you experience when you're here, what you accomplish when you're here.
Yeah.
What is it about festivals that make you want to be here?
Yeah, well, I think each festival has their own specific purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And going to each festival thinking you're going to get the same thing, you'll be set up to fail. They're all doing some involvement within the industry, but they all serve a different purpose. For me specifically, why I'm involved in the festivals is a lot of my clients are booked as speakers here. So I'm here with my clients, getting content for them, building with them. And also just as a creative in this industry, I believe that we're never in a position where we don't need to receive some type of teaching and equipping. So for
yeah.
me, I want to constantly be in a state of learning and,
mm-hmm.
and as a student. And I believe that there's people in this industry that I'm able to learn from, not just people that are successful, quote unquote, but those even that people might not know, I'm able to learn from them as well. And even just being with the independent creatives that come here, you know, seeing their heart for the Lord and their obedience to be involved in this industry because they feel the Lord is leading them to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's encouraging and it's inspiring
yeah.
to just be around that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It sure is. Well, we've already talked about this, but we hope to have a longer interview
Come
with
on.
You a little ways down the road.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to that. We'll get a good conversation and learn a lot more. But it's been great having you for a few minutes today.
Come on. Love
and
it, brother.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate talking with you and
yep.
sharing.
You got it, brother. We'll
awesome.
Do it soon.
Okay, take care.
All right, bro.
Thanks for listening to the Faith and Family Filmmakers Podcast. If you would like email reminders about newly released episodes and more, please sign up at faffpodcast.com/email. That's faffpodcast.com/email. Bringing filmmakers together for faith and family.
That's a wrap.